Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. In this first hour, focused on the people who are visually challenged, who have been given a whole new world that they've been able to enter by the folks who are in the studio with us. And that is John Whitaker, one of the trainers with the Optometric Institute, the Clinic of Metro Detroit. Dr. Bernard Miller, who's with us, who's a director of the Low Vision Clinic there. King Nelson from the Michigan Commission for the Blind. But lots of questions about, you know, how do I get people to hire people like this? And how do I get my friends to let people who are blind know that they have these resources? Go to internetadvisor.net, and we have links there to these organizations. But there's one thing, John, we want to do right now, and it's kind of a first for us, and that is to travel to Jamaica, where it's got to be warmer than it is here, and say hello to somebody that you have been involved in training in Jamaica, and that's Robert Blake. Robert, welcome to WJR.
Welcome to Jamaica.
We're delighted to hear you. Now, we are talking to you through the magic of Skype, and that's why it sounds a little bit different, folks. Robert, could you explain how the commission here and John helped you to see?
Wow. I hope I have enough time to say it all. It is awesome. What John has done for us has opened our eyes to what we call technology. We didn't even know that computer exists, much less screen reader, and the different application and software that are even out there. Out of that, that gave us back hope that I can go back in the society, and after my training, I can get a job and go back to normal life.
That is so wonderful. Robert, I'm just going to quickly, John, tell his story, if you could, in like 30 seconds.
Oh, very quickly. From my understanding, and Robert, you correct me if I blow it here, Robert walked in on a robbery about 4 years ago and was shot in the face. Instantly lost his sight. The bullet went through his head. And remarkably, he's recovered, but he recovered blind. He had a wife, several children. They had to be, because there's no support system in Jamaica, his family was broken up. His kids have been moved to family. And he has moved back in with his mother. And what a story. I mean,
yes.
And he called me by a search on the internet by a friend and found the Optometric Institute posted and said, John, will you help me, please? And I have been involved ever since, and I'm having the time of my life. There's five people we've started in a what I'd call a pilot program down there, an outreach program.
We're all here right now, John. All of us are here.
You're all there.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
So I am having a wonderful time.
Hello.
But, wow. Hello, John. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Robert, what part of Jamaica do you live in?
I am at the best part that you want to be as when you come as a tourist. It's called Montego Bay.
Oh, I can hear the surf in the background, or maybe that's just Skype, but I'll pretend.
Absolutely. This is the tourist capital of the world.
So, Robert, you were a tour guide, I understand. How did you work to a company? Mm-hmm. How did you get the computer in order to be able to learn?
A missionary donated the computer to me, and John decided that I can stay right there in Detroit, come on your computer and put on everything you want and train. I said, "You sure?" He said, "Well, watch." And he did it.
How long did it take you to begin to be able to use the computer?
Ask John, 1 to 2 weeks, because I was so hungry to learn that every time he called me, I have 1,000 questions for him.
I can't keep Robert off the phone with me. He's with me every day, bugging me when I wake up, bugging me when I go to bed on the next computer project. So he has learned very quickly because his motivation is such an extreme.
Robert, what does it mean for your community there that you have been able to be trained and to use the computer?
What this means, it means that we now can go back to our government, ask them to make an appeal to employ blind person, disabled person back in the country, because we still have a purpose and we still have use.
Robert, God bless you, and John, for all that you've done. I hope that many more people in Montego and many other places in Jamaica get the benefit from this. Take care, John. God bless you.
Thank you. Bless you all. Have a great day.
right. That was from Montego Bay in Jamaica. And I'll thank everybody who's in the studio here in another moment, because we're running out of time. We got to go to a break in just a moment. But John Whitaker, thank you so much for being with us. And we'll remind people again how to get in touch with the Optometric Institute and the Michigan Commission for the Blind.